Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak.
And joining us for the final segment of the show this morning is Mia Vinding and Calder McEnany. And they're working with the Citizens Climate Lobby. We've had them, of course, on the show before. They're a nonprofit whose mission is to pass a national revenue-neutral carbon fee and dividend system. And Mia and Calder just returned from D.C., where they participated in some lobbying efforts. So Mia and Calder, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
So my first question for you, and maybe we'll start with you, Mia, is how did you first get involved with the Citizens Climate Lobby?
Yeah, so my parents were involved with the Citizens Climate Lobby much before I was.
Okay.
I think they got involved 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
And they were always in D.C., and they were always going to meetings and dragging me along. but I think as I got older, I got more and more interested with what was going on with CCL. So I've gone to the national conference for the last 4 years, I think 3 years willingly.
Wait a minute. How old are you? Aren't you still in high school?
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior.
Wow, so this all started in almost elementary school. You started getting involved in it, whether
yeah,
you liked it or not.
I think I started getting more involved maybe mid-middle school.
Right.
But my parents were definitely involved when I was in elementary school.
And so what about you?
Yeah, so I, funny enough, also got involved through Mia's parents. we're great family friends, and I've always been interested in kind of climate activism, and I heard about Citizens Climate Lobby through her parents because they're really involved, and I guess I joined in late 2017, and I've been at the conference for 2 years now, so this is my second year, and yeah, I've loved every minute of it. I love the organization.
And there are other students, other teenagers that attend these things too,
yeah,
right?
So yeah.
You're not just in a room full of adults.
Right. I mean, so this past conference that we had in 2019, we had, I think, 19 students from Utah come to the conference.
Just from Utah.
Wow.
And so that was a really, really big, really, really big. And I mean, even the year previous, there weren't that many students. So it's definitely growing.
So what did you learn at the conference? What goes on there?
Yeah. So the first 2 days are kind of seminar based.
Yeah.
So the whole 2,000 or so people from all across the country get together, and we listen to keynote speakers, and we have kind of little breakout sessions. And then the third day is a lobby day. So we go up to Capitol Hill, and we get to meet with the offices of our members of Congress and talk about sponsoring carbon fee dividend policy.
Right. So did you get to meet any actual members from Congress?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really cool. I think this year was the most I've gotten to meet face-to-face
yeah,
with my members of Congress. I got to meet with two of them. And, yeah, I think the third office, we just met with some staff. But
And this is, you know, the CCL is trying to bring together Democrats and Republicans. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the program. You have to, you have to join CCL as a pair, right?
Right.
You can't just be a Democratic congressman. You have to bring along a Republican congressperson with you. So that's the idea behind this, correct?
Yeah, that was the Climate Solutions Caucus
yeah,
in the House.
Oh, okay.
I think we would love to follow a similar policy for the national bill, but I think it's tricky because there's so many people who want to co-sponsor it that are from the Democratic side, and we'd love to have them on board, obviously. So.
Right. Okay, I'm always getting that wrong. That's the Climate Solutions Caucus.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Tom Moyer. I'm always getting it wrong. I apologize to Tom. He comes on, and I always get it wrong, and I did it again. So, but it's all the same effort to try mm-hmm, to support a national carbon neutral fee and dividend, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Dividend and fee,
mm-hmm, yes.
Right? Okay. So how is that coming along? I mean, do you see momentum gaining there around the country or just within Utah?
Yeah, for sure. So last year was actually, this conference that we just had was actually the first conference we've had where we've actually had a bill that we've been lobbying for that's been introduced. So that was really big. And so it's the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act.
Yeah.
It's H.R. 763, if anybody wants to look it up.
Okay.
And so we've already gotten a lot of momentum just in the last year. We already have, I forgot the number of co-sponsors.
It's pretty much growing every couple weeks.
Exactly.
So the last count I heard was 50-something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And so our main goal now is to try and get just more Republicans to co-sponsor the bill, because that's really important to us.
Right.
And so, yeah, so bipartisan support is totally key.
Well, it seems that with a Democratic-controlled House right now, you could probably get it through the House. Your challenge is getting it through the Senate.
Right.
And, of course, then getting it through the White House.
Exactly. Right.
But so those are your challenges.
I'm curious to hear a little bit more about your experience meeting face-to-face with our legislators and kind of how you were received and how the conversation went.
Yeah, I think especially as a student, it's really great to be able to meet with my members of Congress before I can even vote.
Right.
It's so cool to
let them know you're coming.
Exactly. It's so cool to have that voice. And I think I went into the whole process thinking that students would have less of a voice because we're younger and maybe not as experienced. But I've actually realized we have more of a voice than we think we do, especially on issues like climate change, which really affect our generation. We have such a huge say in what's in the discussion about solutions. So that's been really cool.
What do you hear from your fellow students as far as their attitudes? I'm not talking about those that are already in your choir, let's say, because there are other students I talk to, teenagers and college students, who think that, you know, what's the point? We really can't make a difference. This isn't happening anyway. And if it is happening, it's too expensive to. Do you hear these? You hear these litany of reasons as to why we don't need a carbon dividend and fee program. How do you address that when you're talking to fellow students with those attitudes?
So I haven't necessarily felt kind of the same attitudes coming from my coming from students, but there are, you know, obviously attitudes towards the just the idea of a carbon dividend that, you know, it's too expensive. It'll never happen. And CCL does a really good job of kind of teaching us how to speak to people who are already kind of not supportive of something like this. And there's definitely just different strategies that we've learned, talking about, you know, innovation, talking about how this is like good for the economy, really, because it puts money back into into Americans' pockets. And so maybe addressing it not just how it's going to affect the climate, even though that's the main part of it, but how it's really good for the economy. It's not big government, and it's not something that's going to be very, very expensive because it's revenue neutral. And so all of the money that comes from this, we don't like to call it a tax.
Right.
We call it a fee
in dividend in return.
All goes back in equal shares to Americans in a monthly check. So we think it's a really great kind of system.
So they're going to get it. We're going to get a check. We each get a check.
Right.
Or, you know, adults will get a check or so.
Yeah.
In return.
Every American household will receive a check.
Dividend. Part.
Yeah, that's the dividend. You get half shares for children.
Okay. So at the same time, that is supposed to be a motivation to reduce your carbon footprint too?
Mm-hmm. So when you implement a carbon fee, prices at the gas station or in every place that you could buy something that uses carbon emissions, your prices are going to go up.
And gasoline.
So, exactly.
Okay.
So gasoline, oil,
electricity,
all those
gas.
Natural gas, those prices are going to go up. So in order to combat the strain on American households, this dividend will help kind of combat that strain. So if you spend more money on solar or on any form of energy that doesn't use carbon emissions.
Or then simply use less.
Use less.
Conserve,
reduce your carbon footprint, then you're going to be making money off the deal.
Okay. That's the incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So where can people go to learn more, websites, to learn more about this?
Yeah. So our website is citizensclimatelobby.org. We have monthly meetings in Park City the third Thursday of every month. So I think that next Thursday should be August 15th at the Summit County Library.
Oh, and you have an event coming
up. Yes, we do.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we have like 1 minute.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we really want to plug this event. It's on July 31st. We have a mayor's town hall. So we have mayors from Park City, Heber, and Midway coming to be on a panel, as well as a professor from the University of Utah and BYU. And Mia is also going to be on our panel as a student.
Awesome.
So it's going to be in the Jim Santee Auditorium on... That I believe it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday the 31st, 6:30
to 8.
Mm-hmm, yep. From 6:30
to 8.
And
you need to register, and is there a cost to attend?
There's no cost to attend, and you do not need to register.
All right, that's awesome. It's easy. We can just show up and check it out.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm going to be moderating that event, so come by, and it'll be a great time. We're going to have audience questions, and we're going to just learn a lot about what our mayors believe about climate change, what they're doing at a local level to kind of combat climate change, and a lot from the professors in the climate field. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, we are looking forward to that. And now we're going to thank you guys, Mia Vinding and Calder McInerney, for joining us this morning to talk about the Citizens Climate Lobby. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.